Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. As we continue our series, our new series on Pioneer Story, looking through the book of Acts to see how the church, the community of people learning to follow Jesus in this world, came to be. We read the story this week in the book of Acts about Jesus sending out his followers on a mission. They devoted themselves first to prayer, united in prayer together as one community, being sent out on a mission where they were going to tell a common story about Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension, and how it affects every life on earth. They were told to move out in concentric circles, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, all the way to the ends of the earth. This was a story for everyone, and we can see it right there in how Jesus sends them out. I asked you yesterday to imagine the anticipation and excitement that these disciples would have felt, being at the cusp of something new, being given a unique pioneering mission that had never been even attempted here on earth before. They would have been thrilled and terrified all at the same time, I'm sure, as they gathered together in the upper room to pray in anticipation of God's coming Holy Spirit, whatever that was going to be like. They were at the beginning. They were the pioneers of the church, owing everything to the ultimate pioneer, to Jesus himself, who pioneered the way through death back into life that we could all follow after. My wife and I sometimes reminisce about our university days. We were part of a great group of friends who all lived in close proximity to one another and who all had some common goals around education. That meant we were in a bit of a pressure cooker that could either form some great lasting friendships or cause some real deep conflict. And thankfully, in our case, we formed some deep lasting friendships with people. We're still friends with them today. I thank God all the time for that group of friends and what they mean to me. And I look back and realize those conditions that existed back in university were kind of unique. We'll never have that again, where we've dedicated our lives to pursuit of a certain educational goal with a great group of people like that. But you know what? We can have that kind of experience again as a church community. When a group of people gather together in a bit of a pressure cooker situation, like these first disciples did, amazing things can happen when they're all dedicated to one common purpose and living in close proximity to one another. It's certainly what we see in this story. The disciples are all staying together in one upper room, all devoted together to praying for God's coming Holy Spirit to come and do amazing things in and through them. These were the early days when those first friendships were formed, when those lasting, deep relationships were formed, that we're going to read about over and over in the book of Acts. We're going to see these names that we've heard about going and touching other lives. We're going to see this group growing and transforming. We're going to see them reaching thousands at a time. We're going to see them as individuals and in pairs being sent out to different parts of the world. But it all started here. It all started with this group in one room, praying, waiting for God, knowing they'd been sent out on a mission to tell a great story. It started with that unity. That unity of purpose and mission, that unity of prayer. These were the early days of the church community with the intensity and fervor that we read about and love to anticipate in our own day. This is the kind of community we're meant to be. No, we're not meant to copy every aspect of what they are and what they do. We don't need to meet in the same room they did and wear the same clothes they did. But we are meant to find some important characteristics of this community that need to be part of any community today that wants to call itself a church. That's going to be our goal through reading the book of Acts, to figure out what parts of this community apply to us today as a church. What parts do we need to replicate, and what parts can be left behind? You'll note one of the most important and formative aspects of this community was that they were united and dedicated in prayer. And that's what I'm going to ask you to do today with your group. Your challenge with your group or alone, if you haven't started a group quite yet, though I want you to, is to devote yourself to prayer. Pray for the Redeem the Commute community and pray for your small group. Pray. That's all I want you to do today. Yes, I know Fridays are a day for prayer and reflection as a community, but I want you to take Thursday today to devote yourselves to prayer as well. Pray that your little small group would be united, that you'd have some common experiences together. Pray that you would be united in prayer for one another, that you would continue to pray regularly for each other. Pray for your mission as a group, that you wouldn't just be an inward-looking group, but that you would be touching the lives of those you know around you. And finally, that you would be formed by this story of Jesus' death and resurrection, that it would be your story as individuals and as a group, and that it would be the story you tell to others in an appropriate way. Pray the same thing for our larger Redeemer community. As we try to bring our various small groups together as one church called Redeemer Church, pray the same thing, that all these groups would come together and be united, that we'd find we have something in common. Pray that we would be united in prayer, that we would be a community known for our prayer for the community around us, for Durham, for Ajax, for ourselves. Pray that we would have a mission and a purpose, that we would touch lives in Durham, that people would be transformed by the help they received from Redeemer Church, that they would say, if Redeemer Church disappeared, my life would be different. Pray that we're that kind of church. And finally, pray that we would be a church formed around the story of Jesus' death and resurrection and ascension, that that would be a story we tell in these videos, in our own lives, as groups, and as one big gathered community. So, your challenge is to pray. Have a great time doing that. And don't forget, we read the Bible in sync as a community as well, so see today's Bible reading in our app or website. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow as we take more time for prayer and reflection. Bye for now.